The black helicopter crowd notion. The
tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. It's embarrassing. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, President Zen1, and this is episode 55. And today we're going to check out what's making headlines, and later on we have a special report on the top 5 WTF moments the Hulk has ever done. That's right, the Incredible Hulk from the comics. So let's jump right into things.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, your trusted news source in the alternative media. What's in the news?
UFO escorted by jet fighters over U.S. military base in Turkey. June 2016, about 400 kilometers from Istanbul. Leaked video showing footage of jet fighters escorting a strange-looking alien spacecraft. An American witness reports there were many people watching this strange-shaped UFO in the sky that was flying in tandem with jet fighters. I'm posting this picture on Instagram at PresidentZen1 right now, so check that out. Next, massive alien entity floating over Mexico may prove aliens are already here. A video showing a UFO of considerable proportions that strongly resembles a living creature has recently surfaced. Could this prove that the UFO phenomenon is real? And even more, that otherworldly creatures reside on the Earth? I think so. The sky is filled with mysterious sightings, and although most of them have a rational explanation, there's some that seem to defy all logic, such as the Xeroids, one of the first life forms to arrive and develop in space. These alien entities are capable of surviving in zero atmospheric pressure conditions from space and are also known to reside on our planet. Alien entities are already among us, and there's numerous videos capturing their unusual behavior. They float at extremely high altitudes and are usually observed using a telescope, but sometimes these Xeroids can be seen with the naked eye. Many researchers know and acknowledge their existence. On May 3, 2016, a video surfaced revealing an impressive Xeroid sighting floating above Guadalajara, Mexico, that strongly resembles a blue whale, but from another dimension. And you can see this article and video on our Facebook page. Okay, moving on. I just want to let everyone know that you can get the digital download codes for my last two EPs, Philosopher's Stone and Rorschach Test, right now on Armageddon Records Shop on eBay, both for just $9.99. And the proceeds go towards expanding our independent media operation. Also, if you don't have the money, that's all right. You can still help us out by following me on Twitter and Instagram at PresidentZen1, and also by liking the Facebook page Black Helicopter News. And you can still listen to my music for free on ReverbNation.com/PresidentZen1. And just listening and subscribing to the podcast helps us tremendously. We're trying to reach millions, and with your help, we can.
Scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Next up, we have a special report on the top 5 WTF things the Hulk has ever done. Number 5. He had an incestuous attraction to She-Hulk. The Hulk and his first cousin, She-Hulk, were pretty close. After a young Bruce Banner was going through some tough times after his father killed his mother, spending time with her was the only thing that made him happy. Unfortunately, his alter ego repeatedly tries to bang her. Number 4. He played minor league baseball disguised in blackface. In a storyline in The Incredible Hulk 435, it tackles the issue of the baseball steroid era. In this story, a small-time baseball manager catches the Hulk casually throwing 200-mile-an-hour fastballs and offers him a contract. But since he needs to find a way to hide his 8-foot-tall, half-ton, hulking mass, he darkens his skin. Though you'd think seeing the new pitcher leap 30 feet in the air catching fly balls would tip someone off. Number 3. He's sexually unsatisfying. In Defenders number 3, a higher dimensional being turns the Hulk into a personal sex slave. Despite the fact that she's the same size of a pinup model, she's still left unsatisfied. It's funny because, even so, he later brags about it and even high-fives Doctor Strange. Number 2, he fights a mall Santa in front of children. In this storyline, the Rhino gets drunk, starts panhandling, and decides to knock out a Salvation Army Santa and steal his costume. One thing leads to another, and he gets a job in a department store. Bruce Banner, who just so happens to be shopping at the same store, notices Jolly Saint Rhino being a jerk to some kids. Hulk gets angry, bursts on the scene, tosses aside a small boy, and then kicks Santa in the nuts. And number 1, he ate Wolverine. The most gruesome Hulk moment, hands down. In a return to Old Man Logan, after having his wife and kids brutally murdered by the Hulk hillbilly gang, Logan comes out of retirement for revenge. He slaughters pretty much all of the Hulk's unnatural kin, and when he finally gets to the Hulk, he makes a meal out of the former X-Men member. Wolverine gets the last laugh, though, when he regenerates inside the Hulk's belly and slashes his way out through his back. Alright folks, there you have it, the top 5 WTF moments the Hulk has ever done. Incredible.
This has been a worldwide broadcast. End of transmission.